Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are times that the Christian mission of spreading the gospel is portrayed as a difficult and dark battle. Sin and Satan are depicted as great enemies in a long battle against us, the church. The mission will be difficult, our way will be challenging. There is not much outward success. You've heard the sermons, even from this pulpit. The mission of Christ, such as in our reading from Luke chapter 10, is also depicted as a joyous and triumphant activity. And it is important that our preaching includes this emphasis. This teaching of Jesus from our reading immediately follows Sunday's gospel reading about the sending out of the 72 in the Gospel of Luke. Listen to again the account of their return that immediately precedes Jesus' words from our text. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Even the demons are subject to us in your name. Such an observation reflects the hope, the joy, the victory that is ours in Christ as we engage in the activity of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Notice how this theme of joy and hopefulness in mission continues right on into our text, our reading that we just heard. In that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." The message is clear. We are not in some kind of dualistic struggle between God and Satan where we are not sure who will win the war as they duke it out. No, Satan has already been defeated in Jesus, in his death that pays the punishment for our sin, and in his resurrection that overcomes our death. Satan can no longer bring accusation against sinners like us or any sinners, because Christ has paid that price, and he is our advocate before the Father, interceding for us. Yes, our mission is not one where we wonder what will happen in the future or on the last day for the church. Our names are written in heaven, and our life of resurrected glory is sure and certain as that Jesus who is standing risen before his disciples, showing them his hand and his side. Far from being bleak and unhopeful, our mission is one that is filled with the assurance of the victory of Jesus, that victory will be received by others as the gospel is shared in baptism and in preaching. Jesus is rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, our text tells us, as he prays to the Father, "I thank you that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children." This text, along with its parallel in Matthew, is one of the central texts in the scriptures that affirm infant faith. Yes, that a trust can be worked in the youngest of children and the oldest of adults, quite apart from the intellectual action of understanding things with our mind. You and I can rejoice in our mission because God, in his grace, works against the hardness of not only hearts, but also minds. to bring young children, babes to faith, as well as adults, through the water and gracious word of holy baptism. You and I can rejoice in our mission because the simple message that God loves you and forgives you all of your sins in Jesus Christ, who died and rose for you, is received by young babes and by adults of all ages and all educational backgrounds each week with joy and trust through the work of the Holy Spirit. You and I can rejoice because in Christ we have power over Satan. We can tell him to go to hell while we invite every sinner to share in heaven. Sometimes we may think that living in these latter days between the first and second coming of Christ is a disadvantage for us. Poor us, we say. We have to live in these end times. Oh boy, what drudgery. The words of Jesus in our reading remind us of the privileged times in which we live and carry forth Christ's mission. After speaking to the Father of how the Son exclusively reveals the mystery of the Father, Jesus then turns to his disciples and says, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Sometimes we forget how privileged we are to be in the times that we are. Many prophets, even kings, desired to see the fulfillment of God's promises in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And you and I stand on the other side of these events. We see them over and over. We hear them over and over again through these blessed gospel accounts that testify to these things that the prophets and kings long to see, long to hear. We hear a message that none of them heard. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Blessed indeed are our eyes and ears that hear and see the fulfillment of God's promises in Christ. What hope, what joy this brings to our mission, the mission Christ has given us as the church, to stand on the other side of these crucial events and to point people to what these events mean now for their present and their eternal future. The news of a crash landing at the San Francisco airport of an international flight from Korea certainly gripped each of us on Saturday, and certainly as we reflected on it all day yesterday. It is a tragedy, with two already dead and several others very seriously injured. But looking at what could have happened, it is also appropriate that we rejoice that so many lives were spared in this tragic accident. In a like manner, the church could be depressed each day that so many are dying without faith in Jesus Christ. But this text reminds each of us, the words of Jesus in this text, reminds each of us to rejoice in the midst of the challenges of our mission, because God's saving work in Christ continues to move forward with each and every baptism, with each and every proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit as the 72 returned from spreading that message. We too have hope and joy in the mission that Christ has given us as the church. May we rejoice that our Heavenly Father continues to reveal the mystery of Christ each and every day to sinners like us, even to little babes. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.